Now I got a message a couple of days back in relation to a certain someone who's having a more of a significant Friday than most. And his name is Tig Byrne. Tig's on the line at the moment. Morning, Tig.
Good morning.
How are you today, fella?
Surprise.
So, this is Robin, East Coast FM, by the way. You weren't aware that this phone call was being made. But, Tig, I believe you've been doing a service for the people of County Wicklow for the guts of 30 years now, and today is your last day in on post. Would I be right in saying that?
Yeah.
How are you feeling? Bittersweet? Are you looking forward to retirement, or are you a little bit sad about today?
I'm looking forward to it. The only thing I'll miss is the people.
Yes, absolutely.
You know,
go ahead.
I won't miss getting up in the morning in the lashes of rain and having to go out delivering mail.
I was just going to say, I'm up at 5 o'clock every morning to do this.
I know, Rob. I listen to you in the radio on the van.
And what time are you up at?
Depends now. It could be a 5:15 or it could be 6:30.
And you never...
what way we work with the social distancing.
You never get used to it, do you, Ty? I mean, I've been saying, people often say to me, how do you do it? And I've absolutely no idea, but you just... It still grinds my gears when the alarm goes off at 5 o'clock and I'm not going to the airport, you know what I mean? So what's the plan? What's the plan for retirement after 30 years of service and on post? Are you just going to relax now and take a handy? I suppose it's all you can do at the minute, obviously. But what's the plan maybe down the road?
Well, I want to find out what it's like to do nothing first.
Yeah.
And then if I get bored doing that, I'll find something. There's always something to be done, Rob, you
absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely, and you sound like a man who likes to be busy. Would I be right in saying that?
Yeah.
What about kids, grandkids, have any of those knocking around?
No, there's none of them yet, thanks.
Right. But you have children, don't you?
I do, yeah, okay, three of them.
So they'll be seeing a lot more of you than they ever have before. that's a good thing, we're assuming. Well, listen, the message we got, just in relation to yourself, was the fact that today is your last day, and you're retiring after some 30 years. You're going to be sorely missed by all of your lovely customers in the Kilmacallig and Rocky Valley Drive areas and by all the staff at Bray Post Office.
Yeah.
And they just wanted to wish you well during your deserved retirement. I know you were featured in the paper as well, Ty. I don't know if you spotted that.
I had words with Mull yesterday.
Colin Mulligan was involved, was he?
Yeah, he's one of my customers.
Oh, I see. That's right.
No, I can't get away from it.
Yeah, I won't be speaking to him today because Man United won last night and we'll never hear the end of it. But listen, Tig, from everyone here at East Coast FM, we just want to wish you a happy retirement. Thank you for your service over the many, many years. Enjoy every second of that, and love to you and your family, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your life being not quite as busy as you have been.
Rob, thanks very much.
You're more than welcome. Thank you, fella.
All right.
Cheers. All the best.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. There you go, everyone. That's Tig Byrne, who's been delivering your post for many years. If you're in the Kilmacallig and Rocky Valley areas, today is his last day. So you might greet him when he gets to your door. Socially distanced, obviously, this morning. And wish him all the very best. There he is, Tig Byrne.